Well, back now I'm going to step into the plant world, because plants get up to all sorts of clever tricks to persuade animals to pay them a visit and pollinate their flowers. Lots of animals are tempted in by delicious smells and the reward of sugary, energy-rich nectar. But what if those visiting animals don't just take away their nectar reward, pollinating the plant in the process, but they also leave behind a clutch of hungry, plant-munching offspring? Well, a new study has shown how some plants have come up with an ingenious solution to this problem. They reprogram themselves, it turns out, to attract an alternative pollinator that doesn't produce herbivorous youngsters. Publishing in the journal Current Biology, Ian Baldwin from the Max Planck Institute of Chemical Ecology in Germany and colleagues focus on a species of tobacco plant, Nicotiniana attenuata. And this responds to the spit of hawk moth caterpillars, and 3 days after an infestation begin to produce flowers in the morning instead of at night when the hawk moths are at large. Now, they went out and observed thousands of tobacco plants in the wild and discovered that following an attack of hawk moth caterpillars, the flowers don't open as wide and they produce less sweetly scented nectar, as well as changing the time that they opened. And this doesn't seem to bother another type of pollinator, the day-flying hummingbirds, and they begin to arrive and take over the role of chief pollinators. Now, the team also studied a genetically modified version of this tobacco plant that lacks a key hormone called jasminate, and we know that this triggers a range of other plant defence mechanisms. Now, unlike the wild plants, these jasminate-free plants didn't change the timing of their flowering when they had caterpillar spit rubbed into their cut leaves. But they did respond when they were sprayed with the hormone. So this was really revealing that key role that jasminate is playing in this chemical pathway between a caterpillar attacking and this change in the flowering times.
Do they know what the composition or component of the spit is that's making this happen?
They don't yet, no. That would be the next part of the question as to what is it exactly within the spit. But it certainly is the caterpillar spit, something in it that's doing this. But the big question, I think, that kind of leads on for this is, well, why on earth do the plants bother attracting moths in the first place? Why not just use these harmless hummingbirds all the time? Well, it seems that despite laying hungry caterpillars, the moths are actually more efficient pollinators and they can be attracted from miles around. Meanwhile, the hummingbirds don't travel as far, and when they do visit flowers, they actually tend to lead to more inbreeding than the moths do. So all in all, the best strategy for these tobacco plants is to use the reliable moth pollinators up until their hungry young come along. Then it pays to switch strategies and start attracting hummingbirds instead. And I think that's just very clever indeed.
I wonder what other plants also use the same strategy. Do we know, or is this just nicotine?
Well, we don't know yet. I think this is the first time this kind of switching over has been done, but plants do undergo lots of extraordinary adaptations to deal with and almost control animals, so I wouldn't be surprised if we find something similar in other plants.
I should think the scientists who study plant body clocks, because plants have body clocks like we do, would be very interested in that, because it's obviously totally reversing the plant's body clock, almost like a jet lag effect, to make the flowers come out at a totally different time of day, which is intriguing. Thank you for that, Helen.